The Utica City School District received more than $4 million from the state to increase the number of hours kids are in school during the year in an effort to increase the district's Common Core test scores. But as WRVO's Gino Gerentino explains, the district still has to make a lot of decisions before starting the program.
Five of the city's 13 schools will participate, including the city's two middle and three elementary schools. The district proposes adding an hour and a half to most school days and a four-week-long half-day summer program. According to Carla Persia, director of grants for the district, those hours will be spent doing activities that tie into what students are already learning in the classroom.
The test is more challenging now. It's more encompassing. We really need to have kids be able to reason and draw conclusions, etc. We're trying to prepare them for their life when they get out of high school.
The school district needs to have contract talks with the Utica Teachers Union regarding their expanded hours. But with less than 2 months until the beginning of the school year, Persia says the district has asked the state to delay the program's start until the 2015 school year. The school district will start meeting with the teachers union this week. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.